In the wake of World War I, two opposing groups gathered strength on the extremes of German society. On the left were the communists and socialists, and on the right were ultranationalists. In 1920, Adolf Hitler helped galvanize one such ultranationalist group into the Nazi Party. In our first segment, Data Dish, we're dishing exciting data from the study that's taken the CML category by storm. I'm talking about the 5-year follow-up to the IRIS study of Gleevec in Philadelphia, chromosome-positive CML in the chronic phase. You can learn a lot about people by examining their belongings. After 4 years of digging, archaeologists had discovered hundreds of artifacts that revealed clues about William Penn's habits and home life. As exciting as these finds were, they weren't enough to meet the challenge of reconstructing Penn's dream home by the river. The war beyond the war. In chess, they call it a Zugzwang, the position that arises when your next move, any next move, is liable to lead to disaster. That is roughly where Ehud Olmert finds himself this week. If Israel's prime minister ceases fire now, Hezbollah will claim that it has won simply because after 3 weeks of pounding by the regional superpower, its men were still putting up a fight and firing their rockets into Israel's towns and villages.